you give them bigger size, more power, more leverage over their employees. A lot of those small business owners, they are going to flip. They will go from good to bad.
Yeah,
my
father owns a small business, and he brings in as much as four times more than the employees that he pays. And I just feel like that's kind of an abusive structure rather than having profit sharing where everybody gets as much as they put in. And he gets on my case a lot because I'm unemployed. He says, "Well, I made it, so how come you can't make it?" And he doesn't understand the things that we go through as individuals, I feel like a lot of small business owners are like that. They don't understand what people are going through, and they say, "I got mine. How about you?" He doesn't get that I do work just because I don't get paid for my work. I'm sorry, it's hard for me to talk about it. I get a little emotional, but I work 18 hours a day at a minimum, making no money as a Reddit moderator. And he doesn't see that as a valid thing to be using my time on. I don't even leave my house anymore, and Reddit refuses to pay us moderators. I don't I feel like we should unionize and try and get, something from Reddit themselves, because they exploit us too. It's these companies, small and big, they serve on exploiting us. That's how they make their money. That's how they make it work for themselves. I know there's other moderators here in the chat. I just wonder how you feel about being exploited by this company and what we could do to rectify that.
So if
Yeah, and
I
for the
could put
mods, could you
up.
provide some background about it? Because what is that in like what all does that entail? Like just stuff like that for people who are
Well,
not
this is
familiar.
so I don't spend 18 hours a day doing this. I work as a custodian, but I do. This is free labor that we're performing for Reddit. We're making Reddit money, and they're not paying us. We're performing labor. We're moderating the subs, so those subs, that's work that they don't have to do at the end of the day. And yeah, I mean, there was something else I was going to say to something else, but I don't know if one of you other moderators want to jump in about that.
Yeah, I mean,
I just want
Reddit
to talk about.
moderating is real work. Like people like to pull the "it's not real work" argument, but you are still performing labor. You are still undertaking tasks, which in turn, through a chain of events, causes the company to generate profits.
I
So
have a
when Reddit
slightly
moderators are
different.
doing work, for Reddit is able to
I
make
have a
money off
slightly
of
different perspective
moderators.
on that, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because the way I see it, we moderators on Reddit, we're not special. We're just Reddit users. We are using Reddit in the way that it is designed to be used. We create and curate communities. So this is a hobby. We use this website, this app, as a way to spend our time. And on Twitter, you make little snappy tweets that get engagement. On TikTok, you make little videos. And on Reddit, you make and run communities. That is Reddit's business model. Reddit makes money because it owns our accounts and everything we do with them. And it serves us ads, and Reddit saves a lot of money because we create the communities, we curate the communities, and we run the communities in the way that we see fit within the constrictions of the general terms of service. So I personally think that it is a little bit of a misnomer to say that we are unpaid employees. I see Reddit moderators more as people that have a hobby and people that can be very useful things that this hobby can do. This
100%
subreddit
agree
is
with
very,
that.
very useful.
That that's how Reddit
Nobody
exploits us.
said
That's how these
Reddit makes
companies
yeah.
exploit us.
Reddit makes no
Nobody see it
money
as
without
employment.
the moder like Reddit makes no money without the moderators. Like that is a fact. Like if every moderator walked off the job and shut down every subreddit, and it was just up to the paid Reddit admins to actually do the content moderation, Reddit would fold. Like
Yeah.
there is no
Does anyone
Reddit, no
remember what
money in
happened
the
like the
main
operation
Reddits
without
are
us.
moderated by like
20 different people. The top 20, the top 200 Reddit subs are moderated by the same 20 people. So
they do not receive
just 1%.
That is often said, but it's not true. Because you see, I am one of these 20 people that is often mentioned in those lists.
Hold on, can I say something, Mari?
Does Reddit pay you?
Mari, no. Can I say something?
They should.
Nobody said we were unpaid employees. We're saying that they are exploited. We are working for free for them, and it makes them money. This is capitalism 101.
That's true, but I don't see it as exploitative in of the negative connotations that term has. It's the same on Twitter, it's the same on Facebook.
You've bought into social media as a hobby for you to be doing. You bought into that idea that this is just your hobby and you choose to do this for them.
Or maybe not even for them, but for yourself.
And there are communities that are very, very useful, like this community. There are communities that are a lot of fun, like our comics or our cats, that have great community spirit. I want to come back on that point of 20 moderators control 200 subreddits, because it's not true, and it's a meme that has been spread for purpose of harassment. The point is that every subreddit is run by a team of people, and these teams differ in composition. You never, as a moderator, have full control over a subreddit. I am a moderator on anti-work, and if I tomorrow would say, guys, we are going to disallow text posts, then I would not be a moderator the day after that, because people would just not stand for that. You're a team. You have to work with your team. A lot of these top 200 subreddits, these teams differ in composition, and someone who is on this team might not be on that team. It's very interesting to me to see which exact moderators were picked to be on that list, because those are the moderators that tend to vocally oppose the extreme right on Reddit. I think that says a lot. You don't see someone like God of Atheism on that list, who is
a very prolific
moderator, but who isn't vocal on Reddit. You don't see someone like Sunkisty on that list, who's a very prolific moderator, but isn't vocal on Reddit. You see the people on those lists that say, hey, we're not going to allow fascism here. Or, let me explain to you why transphobia is bad. Those are the people that you see on those lists. And that's very telling to me.
What's really telling to me is that these people, Reddit themselves is profiting so much from these teams. You call it a hobby, and that's fine and well, but that's because you've been brainwashed into thinking that your labor is worthless. And it provides Reddit, the company, so much value, your labor. You know, you yourself are being exploited, and then you go and defend these people.
I don't believe that I'm being exploited. I believe that what I do on Reddit serves a constructive
purpose. I have two questions for you, if you may. Just yes, no questions. First, are you paid for this job?
For moderating, no, but I have done contractor work for Reddit. Which is something.
Second question: If there were no community moderators, if the moderation was entirely done by paid Reddit employees, would Reddit be able to turn a profit?
No, I can answer that for you right now. No.
We over the past few years we have seen that Reddit has an outsourced department of moderation that moderates subreddits in addition to moderators. This is called anti-evil. There are some people who believe that anti-evil will eventually fully take over Reddit moderation. It's possible. In the current configuration of Reddit, no. It wouldn't be possible to run subreddits without the people who want to run them as communities. In the future, I have absolutely no idea what it will be like in 5 years' time. I have no idea.
So we're being exploited for our labor, and then we're going to be replaced with this AI.
AI algorithms.
So What kind of contract work did you do for Reddit.com then? Is what I'm wondering.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Probably, you know, programming.
When RPAN existed, that RPAN is now depreciated, but it was Reddit's video service. There was there has been a project for an end of year special. And I was contracted out to find content on Reddit that they could feature in one of these RPAN videos. So there was a Reddit community administrator who hosted a video, and she needed content, and people were paid to find this content for her.
So you did data scraping for them?
Well, I just used Reddit in the way that I normally would, because I really know how to use Reddit.
You did data scraping for them.
Essentially,
that's what you did for them. You were paid for
it. Can you define data scraping for me? Because I'm not sure that I understand.
Data scraping, I would define that as anything that you would pull from any public website. I mean, like, anything that is out there. I mean, yeah, it's out there for, you know, everyone to see. It is public. However, the way that the data is used, and this is maybe just me, but I have seen recently, especially places like Facebook, Meta, whatever you want to call them now, Twitter, especially post Elon takeover, a lot of these places have really, really changed. And they've not changed for the better. They've changed for the worse. They're using user data in nefarious ways. Cambridge Analytica is a number one scandal there. We could go back further, but I won't. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to be getting a little incense, but I'm just like, this is a touchy subject for me.
No, but you're completely right about Facebook and about Meta. Reddit isn't exactly like that. Reddit values your privacy. Reddit doesn't know and doesn't want to know certain things about you.
How do you know that?
Because I...
How do you know that? Because
I talk to the people who are responsible for... how do you say that for the?
Of course, way they're going to say they value your privacy. Facebook says they value your privacy.
Exactly.
This is social media, all social media is, and the purpose of it is to make ad revenue and to collect our data and to sell our data.
Specifically, the way that they collect and can serve advertisers is the fact that us moderators go out there and we fight hate speech, you know? We fight this content that would make it so that it's not a good advertising platform, and what do we get for it? We don't get anything. And, you know, I get a little bit upset too, and I don't want to be insulting or anything, but it sounds like you have a very close relationship with these people, and you're telling us that our value isn't there when we're the ones making it so that they can make this money. It's hurtful, man.
We, as moderators, have informed Reddit's content policy as it currently exists. Reddit didn't used to have strong hate speech guidelines. It is because groups of moderators came together and said, hey, you can't do this. You can't keep allowing this. Our communities are suffering. Our people are suffering. Now we have rule one of the content policy. Yeah. Now we have rule one of the content policy, which says, remember the human, which has only recently been updated to also include animal suffering. I think that's something of the last 2 weeks. And this, all these changes are because of us, because of the users and the moderators who say,
why did something like that take so long? But also, I have to say, this is I'll let you continue, Mari, but I have to say, this seems to me like capitalism in microcosm. Like, what you're describing is capitalist exploitation, but on a smaller scale, on a website scale.
Hold on a second. Like, I feel like...
Well, it is a business, and it exists to make profit. Reddit will do what is good for the money.
Right.
The best way to make Reddit do something is to make sure there's negative publicity? How did moderators and users get together to make sure that something was done about the endless COVID disinformation that used that in, I think it was around 2020, used to be flooded the site with COVID denialism? And how did the users and the moderators put a stop to that? We went to the press.
AI algorithms. That's how you did it.
We went to the Washington Post. We went to Business Insider.
Well,
we held interviews.
You did, but you wrote programs to help filter that content for you. Uh-huh. That's what you did.
Yes, but
you
that,
made,
but
you
that
wrote
doesn't,
lines
but that doesn't
code
hurt Reddit and the money.
Look for specific words, keywords, that would then filter out that content. That's what
but
you
that
did
doesn't
in,
hurt.
In
but
essence.
That doesn't hurt Reddit in the money, and that has no effect on the content policy. What
but
changed
but
the
it,
content
but
policy
it does,
was negative
but it does.
Press.
When you, as far as like Reddit being manipulative, or Reddit being what's the word you're using? Using people, as far as
exploitative,
Reddit being exploitative,
exploitative.
I feel like you're kind of, I know you don't mean it like as a personal attack against Mirari, because he's just here as somebody who says, from his perspective, it's just a hobby for him. It's just something he does for fun or to feel like he's part of a community. And
also because I believe that what I do on Reddit has a positive influence. I am someone who, when I sit down to it and make the effort, I am not a bad writer. And I see that the content that I write can inform other subreddits, can inform other users. I've recently wrote a short essay on Libs of TikTok to explain why Libs of TikTok is a stochastic terrorist. And I have heard from subreddits, from local subreddits, that what I wrote informed their moderation policy. So in that sense, I believe that what I do on Reddit has a positive influence. People learn things.
From everybody else's perspective, they probably feel like, well, you feel like you can do this for free. You don't feel like you need to be compensated because you...
But he has been compensated.
But he
Reddit
has
paid him.
Hold on. Paid him.
But they've paid him for that service that he performed, as far as like
paid him for data scraping.
But also he gets
for contractor work, like, which I applied for, which is like, totally separate from being a moderator.
He feels like he's an important member of this community. As he stated, he feels like he gets value from providing these, from providing writing essays and providing content that he feels influences us, which is what being part of a community is. To feel like you're providing value for the other members of that community. Now, I'm not disagreeing, though. While I understand what his perspective, I'm not disagreeing with the fact that Reddit is, by its nature, exploitative. Nobody's being paid for the work that they do on this website. Meanwhile, somebody is sitting back and collecting money from the advertisers on this platform. Two things can be true at the same time. And I don't feel like... Well, I agree with that. I don't want him to feel like he's being attacked, like it's the
No. And that's what my next point was going to be.
Oh, I think this is a very constructive conversation, because it is good to have your presumptions challenged. It helps you inform your opinions better. Mm-hmm. So I'm not feeling attacked at all. Don't worry.
Have you ever had any affiliation with an intelligence agency?
I'm sorry?
There's a thing I do want to say. We're bringing up with Reddit being exploitative. I won't deny that. They definitely are. Yeah, read some shit about Reddit before when doing research. But a thing that could be implemented, more specifically for the moderators, a thing similar to what YouTube, TikTok, but definitely not the way TikTok has it, terrible. A fund. A way for, if some moderators feel they do want to be compensated, a way for them to do that. Though...
Like that?
I'm sorry, is Reddit moderation not a voluntary role?
Can I ask you a question about that?
But you do... you do, from what I can tell with various other subreddits, I'm not a moderator of, I don't recall being a moderator of any, I haven't applied for any, but you do have to apply for it, but I feel there should be, for the ones that did get it and feel they do want to be compensated, there should be a way for them to do it. But
wait,
for,
so did someone who hosts the video game server get paid for hosting the video game server? Because if you're volunteering for this, this is like
I
a
don't
lease
think
right
so.
I'd like to get paid for
I don't.
All right, I'm going to do this like once a talk or something like that, but I'm going to go ahead and put my foot down. So,
let me say this.
To settle the dispute, yes. Reddit moderation is voluntary. Is it voluntary in the same way that most people view volunteer work, which is still work, mind you? No. You apply to be a moderator of a community. Usually, if the community is very large, it's basically like hiring for a job. Like the way that moderators are taken on in large communities, it's very similar to how workers and employees are recruited in job places. In small communities, shit, you could have created the community. Rose it from the ground up. I started a subreddit called The 10th Dentist. It's basically ripping off unpopular opinion. And it's at like a 250,000 people now, subscribers. And I built it from the ground up. And I put in a lot of hard work all by myself. And I hired a team. And it works now. It's not super crazy or big or anything. It's pretty easy to manage, but anti-work.
How much do you pay them?
What?
How much do you pay the moderators?
I don't fucking pay them. It's voluntary.
Yeah,
no. If you keep this, no. It's not funny. If you keep this shit up, I'm gonna remove you. You're really trying my patience
here.
I'm a patient person, okay?
I'm sorry.
Let the bottom line be: Reddit moderation is completely voluntary. There are lines of work.
Say it again.
All right, I'm just done. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
All right, you apologize. Oh, there you go. Anyways, like Mirari said. There are positions where you can be a contractor for Reddit, which is basically ostensibly saying you're actually working for Reddit. So you can do that. It's usually contract, so it's not a permanent role. You're not a Reddit admin. The Reddit admins are essentially the workers of Reddit, and the contractors work for those admins and still get paid, sort of. I'm not exactly sure about, but I know they get some sort of wage. But the moderators don't get paid. Period. End of story.
Right. And we are the workers too. We're just the unpaid workers. We're the underbelly, the underclass of Reddit workers. Unrecognized, you know, not given the credit that we're due and deserve for fighting hate speech, for making them a profitable platform.
Mm-hmm.
It's hurtful.
And we do make them profitable. It's kind of like having kids. Like, oh, you wanna get your driveway cleared? Why not have kids?
I need to say this before I go and tend to my kids. So, I don't know who was asking random people if they're part of any intelligence organizations. That's clear trolling. We're not doing any of the quantum crap here. If I see you doing it again, I didn't catch you this time, but if I hear something like that again, I'm going to find you and I'm banning you. I'm not doing this anymore. All right? It's not constructive. So, stop it.
It'll make Wyland bring the gravity. He will.
I didn't mean it as a troll. I just thought because I heard data scraping, I thought
no,
it was a pertinent question. I wasn't trying to troll. I'm sorry.
Actually,
nonsense.
You know what?
We're not doing that.
I'm going to go ahead and
I apologize.
Say one thing real quick is that's actually kind of a thoughtful thing to bring up is in terms of security, like people's, like there are moderators out there who maybe they're not getting paid, but maybe there's something going on behind the scenes where they're acting in bad faith. Let's think about some of the subreddits that are notoriously bad that may not even be around. Were they doing some things behind the scenes to try and create some, you know, some upheaval, some disturbances? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And that is the pay. Their disruption is what they feed on. They're trolls. They want to create chaos. And some people thrive on that. They love to eat the popcorn. To just like see
but also
us culture. It's entertaining to them. That's the thing.
A
like,
few years,
go ahead.
A few years ago, Reddit released data on Russian interference on Reddit. So astroturfing does happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Also, another perspective, just to provide some more perspective on this whole conversation. I volunteer my time in this community on these talks.
and I don't get paid for it, and it doesn't do anything for me except to try and further the cause. And so I feel good about that. And that's what communities are about.
Nobody's profiting off this talk, though. That's the difference.
Oh, no. No, no. Wait. No one's profiting from this talk.
I mean,
but
not directly.
I have seen a number of times people get helped. Like a month or two ago, some girl came into a talk. I mean, she's not here, but basically she was crying because she was about to lose. She was about to be homeless in a couple weeks. And another Redditor, first time both of them were in the talk, came in. He was like, hey, I think I can help you out here. Like, and they talked back and forth for a little bit. Eventually, it was like, hey, PM me real quick. I'll help you out. And what he ended up doing was he helped her look for jobs. He helped her with her interviewing, her resume curation. And sure enough, a couple weeks later, they're both on a talk, and she got a job. And it was really cool. I saw something in almost live time. Someone basically got helped. And it was a beautiful thing, because you never see that on Reddit. You never see the update after the fact all the time. Like, you never see the life that was changed for the better. And if there's anything that I can say is, that's all the pay I need. If I help someone, I don't want you to pay me to do that. I just want people to be helped. That's just how I feel.
So if I could say something quickly, Morari has every right, and no one can invalidate his choice and his how he enjoys to do this for other people, because that's why he's doing it. But I would say that he did agree when I said, like, basically, like I said before, there is exploitation here. The social media is exploitative, and just like capitalism cannot exist without the exploitation of the working class, social media cannot exist without the exploitation of its users. So there are great communities here, but these communities are created by the communities and the people that choose to volunteer and to moderate them. But Reddit is the one that is benefiting from it monetarily. We are benefiting only by, like, our experiences or community building or whatever, but.
In that sense, you are correct. Yes, it is. But that is how the internet works. That is how social media works. If you don't pay, then you are the product.
So what is the messaging around? Oh, sorry, if I can ask a question.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What is the messaging around? Like, say someone who's a little bit new to Reddit, maybe like me, and I see what people are doing, and I hear from, you know, folks like Morari, you know, maybe I want to be a moderator, and then I go and explore that. What is the messaging that Reddit gives to you and says, here's what it means to be a moderator, here's what you have to do? When I hear exploitative and stuff, it sounds like maybe there are, like, sometimes mismatched expectations. Like, you kind of have an expectation of what it'll be like to be a moderator. And then that doesn't match what it actually is, so people feel exploited. Maybe. I'm just, you know, wondering. Maybe it's way more time than they expected, and then it starts to feel like, oh, I'm putting all this time, this is more than I thought. Like, just curious about, like, Reddit's messaging around moderation.
Well, I think I've been
a moderator on Reddit for 7 years. I have onboarded hundreds, probably, of new moderators. What I always say to a new mod is, this is not a job. If you do not feel responsible for making sure that queue is empty 24/7, do not feel responsible for doing everything on the subreddit all the time. Do what you want when you feel like it. We are a team. If you can't get to something, someone else will. There are resources available where you can learn how to moderate. That is much better now than it used to be. It used to be you were just thrown in the deep end, and if your team taught you something, then you were lucky. There was nothing from Reddit itself. These days, there are the the mod courses. You can probably Google that, mod course 101 and 201. It will teach you the basics, and you'll get a trophy for your profile. It's something that you can show to people to say, hey, I've done these courses, so I know a little bit about how to moderate. I would like to be a part of this community.
You know, that sounds a lot like when capitalists say, you know, they say that wages, they haven't gone up with productivity because of the tools they've been given are better now. And the tools replace the worker's value, but that's not true. The tool should be, you know, it should be for the worker, and the worker should realize the gains of using said tool. That's just my opinion, I suppose.
As a Reddit mod, do you get to decide which communities you moderate? Or is it like Reddit says, you now moderate this community?
It's 100% your own decision. If you don't want to join a community, you don't join it. If you want to leave a community, that's a press of a button.
So it's 100% the moderator's choice if they want to moderate or not. That's what
exactly.
I mean. So if that's true, then I don't understand how we can say it's exploitative in any way. It's voluntary. If it's 100, like, you don't even have to be a mod.
I see a part of that argument in the sense that social media is by nature designed to drain your time. It's designed to be addictive in a little way. And because it's fun, and because it is a little bit engaging and addictive, and people want to spend their time here, we are basically maintaining subreddits and communities, and Reddit does profit of that. So in that sense, I do see that argument. I don't know if exploiting is, I think that's a strong term, but yeah, it is true that in Reddit's current model, without moderators, Reddit wouldn't make any profit.
Also, one thing I do want to say in Edgewise, because this is anti-work, basically, think of it this way. Would you want us to get paid by Reddit? Like, think about it that way. Like, would you want for us to get paid by them? Because
why not?
Right now,
I want to get paid.
I want to get paid too, but if they were paying us, we would have to listen to what they say.
Right. We already have to listen to what they say.
They know or anything, you know
well,
what I mean?
Reddit is generating revenue off of the subreddits. So it sure. Depending on the subreddits, there is advertisement and other stuff. So Reddit is generating a profit. So if you guys are working, or whether it's volunteering, quote unquote, whatever it is, you are making sure that the product is sellable. So yeah, you should get paid.
But building on Ziggle's point, if you moderators were paid, you'd probably have like a moderation manager who'd be like, oh, your quota
exactly.
of users banned is super low. How about you bring that up?
That actually already exists, by the way. That exists. The admins already do monitor statistics. It's just that the statistics that they look out for are very relaxed. So like, essentially, as long as you're putting an effort to do your job, they don't care if you do a crap job, but they do care that you are still doing a job. This is why, for example, derelict communities can be requested for takeover by new moderators. You know, just tell Reddit, we'll take over that community, we'll do the work, we'll bring in the activity for you, we will get that engagement, and then Reddit will give that to you.
Important points about this. One is personal. And that is, if moderators would be paid, then we would be beholden to a certain type of code of conduct. If someone here has ever had any experience with site administrators, they always behave towards users in a professional and in a courteous way, a little bit boilerplate. And that would probably then be mandated of moderators as well. And I do have to say, if I have a neo-Nazi in ModMail, and I can't meme at them, and I have to be polite to them, I'll quit. I won't do it.
They get mad at your shittiness.
We should never be polite to fascists.
If I have a neo-Nazi in ModMail who says, oh yeah, you're so big and tough, and you do it for free, and I can't say, my mom says I can ban as many people as I want to, then I'll quit.
You just say your contributions have been taken under advisement, and then you mute them, and then they just get really mad because they typed out a huge response, a huge thing, and then you just shut them down in one professional.
Meaning at them can be very cathartic. Point two is
professionalism isn't
legal liability. This is the big one. This is legal liability. If we were officially employees of Reddit, then Reddit and us would be legally liable for what we do on the site. As the current model stands, someone can go to an attorney and say, hey, this moderator told me to stick my head where the sun don't shine and I want to sue him. Then the attorney will say, well, you can't. They're not an employee of Reddit. There's nothing you can do. They're just a user.
And that is very important. And I was going to say, Mirari, I apologize for being a little I'm a little sensitive to the data scraping situation.
It's because fine.
Unfortunately my information has been scraped so many times and it's been uploaded to, you know, GitHub, etc. You know,
oh, I'm on Kiwi Farms. It's I know exactly what you mean.
So I have a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a gripe there, only because I've had some, unfortunately, some in real life personal issues that resulted in, you know, I had to go and get my social security number, kind of like a hold put on it for a minute, and there were some homes that had been purchased and just things that I won't go into it super deep, but basically because of those practices being allowed, it made it very easy for the information to just be there. And that I think that was my main thing for that was just it in some ways it I understand, like, you know, I totally feel, this is just me, I feel like Reddit moderators should be paid. That's my personal opinion. However, I do understand the other side where it is something that, you know, it's a free site. You know, they run ads. We all know this, you know, when we agree, we agree to the terms of service, and it states some stuff, you know, similarly in there about that. So, you know, we all understand that, but I also understand the other people who are saying my time is valuable and it shouldn't just be looked at as something that's disposable, that, you know, if, you know, say for instance that, you know, it's one of those things where they can, you know, kind of say, look, you know, I'm helping maintain the community. I want to help maintain the community. I want to help keep it a, you know, Reddit a great place. I want those people around, you know, I mean, be them paid or non-paid, you know, because certainly if Reddit, I mean, I agree as well that if Reddit were to have control, would there probably be some stipulations, you know, put onto employees, I agree with you as well about the litigation that could also become a problem. And because
I'm sorry, I can never agree for moderators being paid for Reddit, for the simple fact of if you have an HOA, all those people are voluntary. Everyone pays into it in some form or fashion. Everyone agrees to those certain terms. The moment those people on the board start getting paid is the moment corruption happens. And then you have somebody that's just hogging up a bunch of power, whether it be through money or be through the interest. And you have just frustration after frustration.
And another side of it is if these communities can be taken elsewhere. If for some reason Reddit was deemed inhospitable for these communities, we could move them elsewhere. These communities are our
That is 100% correct. They were on MySpace, then they were on other thread platforms, then it was on Facebook, then it was on Instagram, and now it's here. So it's
a thing I want to say
real quick.
When I when I earlier spoke about what was called data scraping, what was not meant was find metrics on users and find data on users. It was more in the sense of, we're going to make a video. Can you find the three best cat videos on Reddit of 2019? It was content on Reddit. Yeah,
that seems pretty easy. But you know, something that that you mentioned earlier about the benefits of it not being a paid position, not being employed with Reddit, was that we wouldn't be legally liable. But it seems more like Reddit wouldn't be legally liable, that they get to abdicate all legal responsibility. That's not a benefit to me, them avoiding legal responsibility.
It goes both ways. It goes both ways.
No, because I can still be sued for defamation or libel if a user finds something I say to meet those standards. And, you know, that can be hashed out in court or everything, but it's Reddit who gets away with not having any responsibility over the managers of their communities. That's why you have bad faith actors acting as mods as well.
Can I dive in here on that last point? That's really easily dealt with and is on other platforms through terms and conditions. Okay, so yeah, you could basically, Reddit could basically update their terms and conditions to protect moderators from being like sued. But that wasn't the point I wanted to make. I just did some research. I had problems getting onto the talk with my stupid system settings.
Yes.
And I looked at how much Reddit made in 2021, and it's apparently 3% of its revenue could have gone to what is 1.4 million worth of unpaid labor to moderators. And given the expansion, that's 2021, right? We're at the end of 2022, and then they blew up in 2021. It probably even increased. Their revenue, you know, is absurd. We're talking like probably in 2022 in the 400 million range. And so for even them to like hire a legal team to make sure that everyone was protected and pay the top, you know, subreddits and even some of the smaller ones a gesture amount, it would be a fraction of their revenue. So I'm afraid to say it, that people earlier on that were commented, you know, maybe negatively saying that Reddit were basically, you know, Reddit's owned by Condé Nast. It is one of the most capitalistic media companies in the world. And honestly, I think there needs to be like, you know, a strike of moderators. There was a little bit of one of those a few years ago, I seem to remember.
It was so what happened was, it was a couple of years ago, there was an admin, it was the Amy Chandler crap. And basically, I think it was only like a year ago, because I think I was in anti-work by that point. But yeah, basically, like something ridiculous, like 60% of subreddits closed up. I closed up all of mine, all my fellow networks and teams of mods, like they closed up all of theirs. We all felt very strongly about, and basically, all these subreddits closed down, including like Mirari, you moderate like tons of fucking subreddits, and I think all of them closed their doors. A handful stayed open because they didn't give a fuck. But what happened was, we all closed. The numbers for Reddit just went fucking crazy. And within a day or two, they were like, nope, actually, we're going to fire her. Don't worry. We got something out of the admins. Like, we actually did throw a fuss. We struck.
This is a difficult topic, because it's more nuanced than that. But I'm not sure if
this is basically.
No, but it worked.
One thing is that we are not allowed to hold those kind of protests anymore as moderators.
Admins have made it quite clear that
they consider this breaking Reddit. Spez, the owner of how do you call that? He came out and he said, this is breaking Reddit, and the next time this happens, we're going to remove moderator teams. So yeah, we are.
I mean, if we get it at the same level we did last time, like, they're not going to remove all fucking. It must have been 1,000 moderators, thousands of moderators. Yeah. Like, if we all just. But the thing is, we wouldn't be able to do it on Reddit. We would have to do it off platform, like on Discord. We wouldn't even be able to do it in these talks. We would have to do it off platform. And to get that to happen, it wouldn't be applicable. Like, not everyone is off Reddit. Anyone who is monitoring Reddit, they're on Reddit, and maybe they coordinate their teams off platform. But if we get everyone off platform, like on Discord,
it's just organizing a strike at the end of the day. We're talking about organizing a strike.
There's other ways other than strikes, right? Just to give you more context, right? Condé Nast, who owns Reddit, also owns Vogue, The New Yorker, Glamour, GQ, Vanity Fair, Wired. So they're paying all of their journalists and the people that moderate their websites. So sorry to the people that have said that, you know, moderation should be like, you know, no, I think Reddit is the biggest cash cow for the shareholders of Condé Nast. And they knew it when they bought it, and they're not sharing, and I mean, I've got to be careful what I say because all this is recorded.
So should high traffic generating Reddit users?
Everyone be careful what you say. Everything's being recorded. You know, I could find myself in a week's time. Like,
imagination. Do you have a cold? Because you sound a little sickly.
No, I just got a deep voice, deep throat, croaky. I always sound like this.
It's okay, Red Mark. He's English.
This is why we need a Reddit.
No, I'm just saying, I've heard him before, like, on these talks, and he doesn't sound well. I'm sorry.
It's partly true. I didn't get much sleep last night, and, yeah, I've got a croaky voice, so.
So anyway. Are you saying that anyone who contributes to Reddit success should be paid, or are you saying that only moderators? Because now my question is, if I'm a user, and let's say every other post generates, like, say, 2,000 karma or something, so obviously I'm bringing value, right?
It's from New Scientist. The study, and I'll post it in the chat, right? And it sort of breaks down like how many subreddits that they sort of like researched. I think it was 126, and how many actions. And yeah, I mean, this is fairly recent. This is from June 2022.
Like, you know, YouTube creators get paid for the content that they post. I don't see why Reddit posters, you know, shouldn't get a slice of the pie themselves. And
yeah,
I think
that's what I'm asking.
Once you get a certain follower level or you're a moderator of a large enough, you know, subreddit, you should start getting a share.
Exactly.
And no reason why not.
I think what at the end of the day we really all need to, you know, unionize. If we could make a Reddit moderator,
Dad, I'm talking.
Sorry about that. If we could make a Reddit union moderator union, you know, that would just be so great. I think that we could. We've shown before that we have the power to influence their decisions and to influence policy, like when we did go on strike. When we did go on strike, we showed that we wield the power and we make these communities what they are. So I think that if we could all collectivize and, you know, fight this injustice, that's what we need to do to make things right here because we're being exploited.
I have a preferred method of coaxing change on Reddit. First, you need to get the word out. You need to get people to agree that there is a problem that needs addressing and they need to be vocal on Reddit. And secondly, you need to get the media talking about it because Reddit is a business. Reddit cares about the money. And if you hurt them in the money, then things will happen. It doesn't really do much good to shut down subreddits when teams can be replaced. But if there is an article here and an article there, and if the Washington Post says this, and if, you know, as soon as Reddit gets negative press, then it's likely that things will happen. We saw that with the with the COVID disinformation, we saw that with when the Donald got
but here's very the bad. Difference. The media institutions have shown us time and time again they will band together to protect each other. Like you just said, Reddit's owned by Condé Nast. Who's going to go after them? I mean, they're all going to be shaking in their own boots because Condé Nast companies are probably sitting on a couple of legions of chests of their own skeletons on everybody else that they're fully prepared to release as soon as they start talking crap about them.
I think they're competitors because they are a big media organization. They don't own every magazine, and so it's basically
no. But I mean, we've seen with the what was the Rowan Farrow documentary about killing stories. We've seen that they've done that. You know, they band together and they protect each other, and
they
hold the skeletons over each other.
I agree as well.
I agree. That's an issue.
A strategy,
but I don't think that you should not ever. It's just like give up and not talk to any media just because Condé Nast own a slice of the media and the whole media.
I mean, the thing about not playing the media is like, you know, you can if you don't play the media, then you have to have a strategy for getting your word out that doesn't involve the media. Yeah. Like, because it's kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't, because either you're playing. Like having to play a biased game and just trying to do your best despite the bias against you in the mainstream media, or you're playing the alternative media where, you know, you might not get anywhere near the same level of traction.
I think at the end of the day, we need to understand the power that we as moderators hold. And we need to be able to use that, you know, because we don't get paid, so we need to do what we can with what we have, and if that means that we shut down our subreddit to strike, or if that means that we pin top posts to the subreddits, you know, first to say these things, to get our points of view out there. That's what we
I don't think there's
do.
A large majority of moderators that agree with you. I mean, not even on this individual subreddit particularly. So how do you expect that to happen? Because it's just not, I'm a moderator of several subreddits, and I don't agree with you. I don't think it's a big issue.
It's the same way unions form in any other workplace. You know, you have the people who believe in unions take people like yourself who don't really believe in unionizing and say, you know, here are the benefits of unionizing. Here's what we as employees are going to do, or workers, I should say. Here's what we as workers are going to do. And then, you know, you're still always in any workplace going to have at least some subset of people who still oppose the union regardless. And you just kind of have to work around those people.
Yeah.
And it applies the same way to Reddit moderation as it does to any other shop.
I think a lot of people probably, you know, don't agree with it because they haven't heard, they haven't even conceived the notion that they're entitled to these benefits for doing their unpaid labor, their strenuous unpaid labor. And, you know, I think that if we get the word out to them, a lot of people are going to agree. Like the last speaker said, I don't want to mispronounce your name. I agree with that, is there are going to be people who disagree and don't see their own value. It's the same way that any union's busted up. You know, capitalists spread lies about our value and what we contribute and what we deserve. And we need to get out there and we need to, you know, let it be known any way we can. We need to use our power to make that happen because there's a power imbalance. I'm sorry, were you laughing?
No. I just I had a question.
Yes,
I think they're breathing.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. My only question is, and I agree with you. I think that you know, you should be getting paid for the work that you do. But my question is, like, just the legality of it. Like, how long do they expect you to work? And, you know, how strenuous can this work be? I don't know. I'm not a moderator, so I'm not trying to come for anybody, but, you know, I'm just curious upon, you know, if let's say we are to get this pushed through and you guys are able to start getting paid, you know, what are the confines upon that? You know what
That's
I mean?
Easy. It's better than it used to be. There used to be on Reddit not really much of content filters between what was posted and moderators. So when I started out on Reddit, I saw a lot of gore. I saw things that I had to relay to the FBI. That doesn't really happen all that much anymore in the past few years. I can't know for sure because they're not open about it, but I haven't seen that type of content in my queue anymore. So there are apparently now filters in place that keep the worst of it out. But yeah, if you moderate on Reddit, then it is critical that when you turn off the computer, you don't take Reddit home with you. You don't take it to bed with you. You leave it where it belongs. You have to compartmentalize that shit or you'll burn out and you'll stop. And if, regarding your point, if moderators would get a quota and if moderators would be contractually obligated to moderate for a certain amount of time or for certain metrics, then I believe it will become much more difficult to make sure that there is no burnout.
Well, you know, there's situations where there's people who are unpaid right now working 18 hours a day to moderate and make the site profitable for them. You know, under a union, we would be.
Why are you doing that though? Like, why don't, if you're putting that much work into your community, why don't you create a community outside of Reddit instead of using Reddit's platform?
So, in other words, it's all voluntary work. What you're describing is just like is basically go start your own business. Like that's just the logic of a shitty boss that says tells their employee if you want a living wage, go start your own business. Like that is literally what you're saying right there.
I would 100% agree with that. I did that. I became an independent contractor, and I made way more money that way.
I mean, at some bosses point, that say that kind of thing.
Bosses should
job.
Never be allowed to say that kind of thing. It is inherently disrespectful, and you know the response to that should be to say no, screw you, pay me a living wage instead.
I don't think it's disrespectful. I think it's being smart. I think it's teaching people the right way to work the system because that's the way the system is designed.
Okay, well then, set up an alternative to Reddit then. Or tell me one that's as good as Reddit, where there's monetization for moderators and channel managers. There isn't, okay? There's not.
And there's no way to compete absolutely with a capitalist there is. Company compete. With
if you want to monetize, there's a million different ways to monetize. And the web is completely open to everyone. You don't have to go to a particular site, not Patreon, not Reddit, not OnlyFans. You don't have to go to a particular site to start your own community.
You do, because you can have strangleholds on the business, you know? They have strangleholds on it. These are companies with millions of dollars who edge out any competitors, and they do so by having people be addicted to their platform, because they use algorithms that make people... MySpace doesn't exist anymore, but MySpace didn't have an algorithm that fed you content that made you addicted to it, that made people come back. It's exploitative.
So you want to addict people?
No, I don't want to addict people.
We want
to
profit
off
of people getting addicted.
No, I want to fight hate speech, and I want to get paid for it. I deserve to get paid for fighting hate speech, and I think every moderator agrees with that.
Absolutely. If you feel strongly, like, you volunteer for this role, though. It's not like Reddit was like, oh, we're taking applications for paid moderators. You decided that you wanted to fight hate speech, so you started doing it. Why should
and
you
then you're getting 18 hours a day on top of that.
You already get paid for another role outside of
the moderator's
role. Hold on, everybody. Everybody was talking over each other. I think we should probably move on to something else, but I will say this really quickly. We've already covered this a little bit, this discussion that's been going on. And it is true that people are exploited. All users are exploited on social media. Moderators are exploited on social media. I agree with Take the Grow Pill. I think most of us here actually agree that, you know, there is room for Reddit to at least lower that amount of exploitation by paying some sort of payments, which they can afford to do, and they're not doing on purpose. They could pay moderators, okay? And I think we can even avoid the arguments, some of the other arguments that were said, that like, oh, well, then, you know, it's, well, the argument is centralization versus decentralization when it comes to the moderators being employees, because then there's different, like, we could all be fired by Reddit for or whatever if we're employees, but since we're employees, we can't really be fired, but they could just ban us for no reason. Whatever, I'm going on a little bit of a rant here. But this, we've kind of gone through this a bit, and I just think we can move on to another topic, but I think that the consensus is, if I can, let's try to speak for everyone here a little bit. There is room, and people should actually get paid for doing this labor. It is unpaid labor, and it should be done. But, okay, I'll stop talking. I also have to go. My shift is about to end, so I'm going to leave, guys. Talking to everybody.
Hey, thanks for coming on, buddy. Appreciate it.
So,
thank you for your labor.
Can I say my word?
My last word is, I've put all the information I've talked about in the chat. So either you have to select new in the chat to find my post, which
it's sorted by new automatically, by the way.
Okay, thank you. Yep. So it's all there. Click the chat and you'll see all of everything I'm talking about, and I think it makes a very clear argument. Thank you.
Could I chime in?
Said that.
All right. Well, just to let you guys know, I'm a young guy, 22. I work as a mover. And the stuff that I see on a daily basis and what people have to put up with, I mean, I don't know. I see a lot of people out here, you know, I move multi-million dollar homes, and I move, you know, people that just live in a two-bedroom apartment, you know. And I just want to say that, like, a lot of people who live in the two-bedroom apartment seem to live a lot more in their means. Regardless of whatever that is, but I don't know. I see a lot of people out here trying to get it, and I really respect it. I have a lot of admiration for everybody out here working, you know, just trying to get to the goal that they're getting to, you know, whatever that is. But yeah.
Could I get one last word in before I go? I have some things to take care of.
Go on.
Yeah,
sure.
I just want to say thank you to everybody here for a very thoughtful and intelligent conversation. You know, I get a little passionate about these things because, you know, we work so hard, and I didn't mean any disrespect to anybody. As far as good Reddit offsites go, I'd recommend checking out rdrama.net. It's a great site, and check out the Grillcast podcast where you can find my work. Thank you, and have a great night, everyone.
Also, I should mention, don't do what they just did. Like, we appreciate when you come here, but try to be reserved and not, like, plug your stuff. With that,
our drama.net, by the way, is one of those right-wing-leaning drama, internet drama sites. I do not recommend going there. They are they're not Kiwi Farms, but they're adjacent to Kiwi Farms. So just please keep that in mind.
It can have okay stuff, but it can have very not okay stuff. Just a warning. But that's kind of how the internet is. With that being said, I'm going to do a quick reboot.
Just don't go there.
We've been running for a couple hours here, but we've still got gas in the tank. So this is an anti-work talks. Working title for like the past 6 months. We'll figure it out what to call this eventually. Yeah, we do these every week at around 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Western. And today we're just doing a regular open mic talk. We kind of just talk about this, that, and the other thing. And yeah, we just talked about Reddit moderation for like fucking half an hour, 45 minutes. But usually the topics are kind of nebulous up here. But one thing I like to do is I like to occasionally look at my stage and just see, all right, who hasn't talked up here?